Happy Sabbath. Yeah, like Mr. Japheth said, I know that there is quite a few people that are not feeling well, so I wanted to say hello if you are listening in. I wanted to say hi to my wife. She wasn't able to make it today, and Liam is at home taking care of her as well. And say hi to my parents. All right, well, Passover is only a few days away, as we know. It's something that is coming up. It is something we are preparing for. We have heard messages about preparing for the Sabbath. We heard last week from Mr. Antion about how great our God is, how great Jesus Christ is, and, you know, the awesome blessing that we have to, you know, have them in our lives and what they do teach us. And we've also heard messages about how we are supposed to, you know, search inside ourselves, look inside ourselves so that we do come prepared for the Passover, that we examine ourselves and we hopefully can come worthy to that Passover. And I was talking to my wife about this, and she was a part of a group that she went to a couple of weeks ago, and they were discussing that something that stood out, I thought was interesting, that one of the main reasons that causes sin is selfishness. And I thought that was interesting that, you know, she brought that up to me, and I started to think about that and started to do some research on that, and I found that it was true. So that's what I want to talk about today. I hope that what I'm going to talk about today is something that we can use to help prepare us for the Passover, but also throughout the year so that we can examine ourselves all throughout the year. But today we're going to look at how being selfish breaks all of God's Ten Commandments. So once again, today we're going to look at how being selfish breaks all of God's Ten Commandments. So when we are examining ourselves, I sometimes find it hard personally, you know, to do that, except for the really obvious things. We know those things that stand out that we need to work on, but we want to get deeper than that. And I, you know, sometimes have a hard time doing that just at the top of my mind. Thankfully, God can help us with that. We can ask God for that help. You know, we can ask him to search us so that he can bring those things out that are maybe blind to us. And, you know, very happy that he can do that. For me, it also is helpful to have kind of a guide for me, you know, something that I can look at so I can look for things in my life to see if there's some things that I'm falling short on. And that's what I hope today is going to be like, kind of a guide that we can use, like I said, before the Passover, as well as, you know, all throughout the year, not just during the Passover time. So what is selfishness? What does selfishness actually mean? Well, to put it simply, it's usually a way of where we put ourselves and our needs in front of somebody else's. So it's putting our own wants, putting our own needs before somebody else's. In this world that we live in, pretty much preaches, you know, that selfishness is the way to go, that you need to go out there, you need to get what you can, when you can, as fast as you can. And I think there is a modicum of truth to that. I think that, you know, God has given us the ability to not be trampled, to not be walked upon, that we do need to stand up for ourselves so that, you know, people are not taking advantage of us. But I think we take that too far, though, at times. We can take that too far. We can become selfish at times. And when it is taken too far, then that is when that selfishness comes into our hearts and causes us and aids us in breaking God's commandments. So let's take a look at that today. We're going to go through the Ten Commandments. Once again, you can use this kind of as a guide, you know, throughout your life, see if any of these things are causing you to break any of God's commandments, you know, throughout the year as well as before Passover. So how does being selfish break a commandment? How does being selfish break one of God's commandments? Well, when we are selfish, what will happen most of the time is we can get to a point that we become so stubborn. And when we become that stubborn, it's kind of a rebellion against God because we don't want to put God first in our lives. And we're going to talk through that when we go through the commandments. So the very first commandment, like I said, we're going to go through all 10 commandments. I want to give you some examples of how selfishness can cause you to break these commandments. So commandment number one, you shall have no other gods before me. This is putting God first. We know this commandment, you know, pretty simple, put God first. So how can selfishness, you know, help us to break this commandment? Well, maybe we start to think that we are better than we actually are. Do we believe that the things that we are doing in our lives, you know, the good things that God is providing for us, do we think that it's only because of us and we're not giving that credit to God? You know, do we not rely upon God? Do we not treat him with that reverence that we need to be treating him? you know, it doesn't have to be just worshiping an idol, but we can actually kind of become our own idol when we get selfish and when we think this way. What about the second commandment? You shall have no graven images. So talking about idols, this goes very hand in hand with that first commandment. So the first commandment tells us who it is that we need to worship. And the second commandment kind of talks about like who we should not or what we should not worship, you know, which is a graven image. And the selfishness goes hand in hand with that as well. You know, if you are selfish with this, we can really prop ourselves up, like I said, almost to an idol. And I know if you think about that, you might be like, nah, not really. But if you really think about it, we do at times. We start to feel pretty good about ourselves. You know, you can start to think, you know, I do the best work at church. You know, I'm the one that volunteers the most. I do the most activities. You know, I help out the most. And it's good to do all those things. But do we let that get to our head a little bit? And those thoughts, along with that selfishness, really can become an idol and can really cause us to stumble and to break that commandment. All right, what about the third commandment? You shall not take the Lord's name in vain. So from this commandment, we know that we are to honor God, that there is a reverence that we need to be paying towards God, that, you know, this is God, our Father, our Lord, and our Savior. So there is a reverence. When we become selfish, it's hard for a selfish person to do that. When you are thinking that you are kind of number one, it's hard to give reverence to somebody else. You don't want to. It kind of goes against that feeling that you have in your body. And I've even seen people go so far as to, you know, use God's name, right? Like they swear God's name to, you know, maybe make sure they don't get into trouble so that they can protect themselves. Like we do that a lot. A lot of times when we lie and things like that, or we swear, we can try to cover up issues that are in our lives. So we got to be careful with that. Fourth commandment, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. I mean, we can start out with Sunday service. You know, people kind of being selfish, thinking they know better than God, changing the, you know, Sabbath day to a Sunday worship. You know, and do we think that we know better than God? You know, we're here on Sabbath. You know, we're here on Saturday. But do we think we know better than God on how we should treat his Sabbath day? Do we sometimes maybe work on a Sabbath day every now and again thinking that it's okay? You know, God would understand. Do we make excuses for some of the stuff that we do on the Sabbath day? You know, do we tell God that, you know, like he, like I said, he'd understand. Like he knows my heart and what a great heart that I have. You know, we come selfish in that. We can skew the way that we think about that instead of God is the one that set up the Sabbath and we need to follow it the way that he said that we should follow it. All right, fifth commandment, honor your father and mother. So how does selfishness affect this? Well, I mean, I think this one's pretty easy. You know, we can really not spend enough time, you know, with our parents if they are in need of the help that we have, showing that reverence towards our parents. We have to remember that God is the one that set up the institution of a family. This is something that is very important to him. He is creating a family. He has allowed us to create families, and it's something that he wants us to be a part of. So do we make excuses for not talking to our parents or not spending time or what, you know, whatever it is that you can do to show honor to your parents or show honor to elders that are amongst you? Do we make those excuses because of the selfishness that we have in our heart? All right, sixth commandment. You shall not murder. This one's pretty easy. You know, when you are very selfish, you start to get that bitterness. You get that envy inside of your mind. You may feel that you are wronged, you know, something that has happened to you. So you feel justified. You know, this is a very much an extreme, but we see it all the time in our world that it happens with people that can turn to murder. And how selfish is this to take somebody's life? We have absolutely no right to do that. How selfish is it to take somebody's life and the effect that it's going to have, of course, to them, but as well as, you know, their community, all the people that are around them. All right, seventh commandment, committing adultery. We know that adultery stems from lust. That's, you know, that's where it's going to start there. And lots of times with adultery, what it's doing is it's breaking a covenant between a husband and a wife. And, you know, that's something that is sacred and that should not be broken. But somebody that is selfish, they don't think about it that way. They think that, you know, it feels good. It's something that I want to do, so I'm going to go ahead and just do it. They forget about all those other things. They go ahead and push those points out. They don't need to worry about it. You know, they think, hey, I know better. I'm going to go ahead and commit adultery. And I think that, you know, pornography in our society, and this is a separate topic, but I think pornography is such a huge impact on this that, it really has warped our minds in the way that we do think about, you know, the wonderful gift that God has given us of sex and the way people have become selfish with it. So that's a big part of it. All right, eighth commandment is you shall not steal. If somebody takes something from somebody, you know, that is not theirs, they believe they deserve it more. For whatever reason that is, they come up with some sort of excuse in their mind that it is okay for them to take it. They're going to make justifications that it's okay to take it. They're going to come up with any reasoning that they want. In their mind, once again, it's warped in thinking that it's okay for them to take those things, you know, from other people. The ninth commandment is you shall not lie. So whenever we tell lies, and I touched on this earlier, you know, it's usually because lots of times we're trying to cover up for something. You know, maybe we're trying to make ourselves look better, so we come up with a boastful lie, or we're trying to cover ourselves up from trouble that we are in, so we make a lie, you know, saying we were somewhere else instead of there. So we stay out of trouble, and we lie about what really happened in our lives, and we start to lose credibility with people. Once again, this is stemming from selfishness, and you're going to hear me say the word selfishness a lot in this sermonette. But it does. It comes from it if you really think about it. And then we have the 10th commandment, you shall not covet. When you have that selfish attitude, it seems like you are not satisfied with what you have. You're just not. You see things that other people have. You see things that are out there, and you want them. And you want them, and it's pretty easy correlation between selfishness and coveting, and you can see how that goes together. So we went through the 10 commandments very quickly. What I would recommend and what I was talking about as a guide is do that with yourself. Think about the selfishness, you know, maybe that you have in our lives. We're humans. I'm not picking on anybody here. We're all selfish. You know, it happens in our lives. But go through the 10 commandments. See if any of the selfishness that you have in your life, if that is, you know, affecting you or maybe aiding in helping you break these 10 commandments. But what do we do with this information, though? Do we just be like, all right, I'm selfish, I know it, and then we move on? Well, I think that recognition is a really great place for us to start with this. I think a next great step after that is to realize how amazing the God is. And this is what Mr. Antian touched on last week. You know, when we are selfish, we're thinking about ourselves, right? We're not thinking about other people. We're not thinking about God. We're trying to control the way our life is going. We're trying to control, you know, things that are happening in our lives, and we're not relying upon God. We have this amazing Lord that wants to give us an amazing life. He has given us his word that we can read through, that we can go through. But when we are selfish, we don't rely upon that enough. So that is something that we need to do. We need to truly accept that help and let him know that we need that help and not try to control everything, you know, ourselves. And it's going to help us to start to break out of that selfish attitude. It's not going to take it away immediately, but it's going to help us when we think about how great God is and the plan that he has for us. To build along with that, we need to use the examples that Jesus Christ, you know, that we see there in the Bible. How amazing are the examples of Jesus Christ, you know, about being selfish? I mean, he sacrificed himself for people that are sinning, people that are breaking the law. Like, if you wanted to justify something, you could easily justify that a law is set up, people are breaking it. You could be like, okay, forget these people. But that is not what happened. The opposite happened. He sacrificed himself for them. God the Father sacrificed his son for us. That is pretty much the ultimate unselfish way right there. So we have, but that's not the only example. We have multiple examples throughout the Bible that we can look to, that we can follow, that we can try to emulate. Another place we can help with selfishness, I think, is try to replace fear with love. So I think that so many times when we are selfish, that it stems from fear. It stems from some sort of fear that we have. We fear that we're wrong, and so we're selfish because of that. Or we fear that somebody is better than us, and so we might become selfish of that. And then so we're going to turn to those selfish actions if we feel that way. We can fear that we're going to suffer if we're not selfish and if we don't take these things into our hands. With that, go ahead and turn to 1 John 4, verse 18. 1 John chapter 4, near the end of your Bible there. In verse 18. It says in verse 18 that there is no fear in love. But perfect love casteth out fear, because fear has torment, and he that fears is not made perfect in love. I think this is a good reminder for us. Once again, as humans, have a lot of fear in our lives, wake up with fear, and it can cause a lot of issues instead of relying upon God. And going along with that, I think we really need to recognize the value that we have in God. God has called us here. We are here, you know, today because of that. And it's an amazing thought to think that God values us, that he has called us, that that is why we are here. And that should encourage us. That should help us to take that fear away, or to help us not to be selfish and to be humble because of, you know, what he has done for us. So don't forget that value that, you know, God has in us. We have that reverence for him, and he has value within us. One more approach that we can do is to just start giving. I know that is very simple, and that kind of goes, you know, like for everything. But if you think about it, for a selfish person, it's really hard to give. You don't want to. You want to keep all your stuff. You don't want to help. You don't want to serve. You don't want to give. So if you start to practice to give, it's going to help. Whatever it is, giving here at church, giving at home, with your kids, with your family, it's going to just start to help to weed that out just a little bit, because that selfish attitude, they don't work together. So if you do start to actually serve, then it's going to help to take that out of your life a little bit. Now, this isn't going to happen overnight. We are humans. We are going to deal with selfishness pretty much throughout all our lives. It's a battle that we're going to be fighting continuously within of our lives. Because of that, we got to be aware of it. We got to know about it. We have to go to God the Father. We got to pray through Jesus Christ and repent. We have to ask for the forgiveness, you know, for our selfish attitude and for, you know, breaking those commandments. And then ask for help specifically with our selfishness so that we can weed this outside of our lives, so that we can be better and learn to be better Christians in following their way. So in conclusion, I hope that I showed today, you know, that selfishness really can have an impact on the way that we follow and the way that we obey God's Ten Commandments. You know, it's something that we are going to be fighting constantly in our lives, but it is not something that is hopeless. That there are tools, that we have God the Father, we have Jesus Christ. You know, thankfully God is out there willing to help us. You know, thankfully Jesus is there to provide those examples and to forgive us along the way. And we can make changes in our life with this. We can make those changes, and we can continue to grow with these examples that we see in the Bible with this, so that hopefully one day we can make it into God's unselfish and loving family.